the author of faith, the Lord our God, the faithful and dependable God, our Father, friend, and senior partner, the blessed and holy sovereign, we worship and exalt you this morning. Thank you for a new day, a new weekend. Glory and honor be to thy holy name, in Jesus' name. Hello, everyone. Hallelujah. I welcome you to Friday, 19th August 2022. I bring to you Fresh Spring Daily Devotional with Olumide Salako. Today's theme is The Benefits of Holiness, Part 2. Memory verse, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 16. Because it is written, Be ye holy, for I am holy. Bible passage, Leviticus chapter 11, verse 44 and 45. I take 45. For I am the Lord that bringeth you up out of the land of Egypt to be your God. Ye shall therefore be holy, for I am holy. Message of victory. We mentioned during the first episode of this series that no one ever gets transformed as long as his heart conforms to the lawlessness of the world system. If you are not truthful with yourself to depart from uncleanness, you will definitely land where you don't expect. In addition, if God is holy, yours can't be anything less. Matthew chapter 5, verse 48. Beloved, there is no double standard in God's kingdom. The holiness of the altar ministers cannot be different from that of the pew. Likewise, the holiness of God can be different from that of man. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 40. Meaning, there is orderliness in the kingdom. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 7. Colossians chapter 3, verse 23 says, And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily, as to the Lord, and not unto men. Your holiness is not unto man, but to God. God will judge your conduct with same standard, whether you are rich or poor, a housewife or a career woman. Sin is not categorized by races and locations. If you are in Ireland or Canada and you commit a sin of fornication, you would be judged as a sinner in Nigeria or Croatia. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7, Amplified Version says, Do not be deceived and deluded and misled. God will not allow himself to be sneered at, scorned, disdained, or mocked by mere pretensions or professions or by his precept being set aside. He inevitably deludes himself from attempt to delude God. For whatever a man sows, that and that only is what he will reap. Don't be deceived and misled that you can live carelessly. Know that the wages of sin is death. Romans chapter 6, verse 23. But holiness produces the gift of eternal life when you live in the liberty and truth. The written words can be unwritten because they are perfect and supervised by God at the point of writing. Psalm 12, verse 6 says, The words and promises of the Lord are pure words, like silver refined in an earthen furnace, purified seven times over. The word and the standard of God are yea and amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. If we break down 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 16, it means, 1, it is so from the beginning, and so shall it be. The New Testament is to support and fulfill the Old. 2, it has become a laid-down principle for everyone to abide with. Did you know that God is guided by His Word? 3, God's nature is written in the Word. Therefore, you must sanctify yourself to be holy too. There is no holiness without sanctification. let your clean up start today. If you are ready and determined to obey God, sanctification takes you out of darkness and filthiness, whilst holiness keeps you in right standing with God. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 and 10. Avoid anything which can draw or drag you back to Egypt, the land of shame and disgrace, where God brought you out from. Obadiah 17. He delivered you from darkness to live with him in holiness. But if you are not living holy, then you are a rebel and bad investment. God wants you to be holy as he is, because holiness gives you strength, power, and favor not available to a sinner and carnal believer. Holiness grants you access to the vast resources of heaven. You are created in his image, so enjoy what makes him God. Genesis chapter 1, verse 27. Call to action. Don't ever trade your holiness and sanctification for a plate of fried rice, chicken, and a bottle of Coca-Cola. Prophetic prayers and declarations. Join me this morning to give praise and thanks to God. Father, it is a good thing to give thanks to you. We are grateful and thankful for your word and your life-giving visits. Be glorified in the name of Jesus. I pray for every user of this devotional today. May God of heaven sanctify you through his word. I pray for you to receive and embrace the word to dwell richly in your life, to cause cleansing from all unrighteousness in the name of Jesus. Hear me today. I decree into your life today, may your family, the church of God, not become bad investment, which Jesus died to save from darkness and the world's corruption, in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for you this morning. May you receive the grace and help to conform to God's holiness standard and not of self-righteousness, in the name of Jesus. Fresh Spring Daily Devotional is one of the best widely read and listened devotional. Please share it to spread the gospel of Christ. You can also visit our FSDD website at www.ocmnation.onpodium.com. We encourage you to worship with us, to experience the word, worship, and winning at 12B Ashiria Kofa Street, off Adetola Street, off Brown Road, Surulere, Lagos, Nigeria. For prayers, counseling, and deliverance, please send your prayer request to Olive Christian Ministry 2017@gmail.com or via the following WhatsApp number, +234 8023 1818 57. Good morning, and may God bless you tremendously in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah.